am going to heaven because not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Think about this. Not everyone that saith, but he that doeth the will. How can you do God's will? I'm going to tell you in a minute. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. If you look at the context of this, you will see that Jesus Christ is talking about false prophets. You look in verse 15, he said, beware of false prophets. Jesus said, beware of false prophets. You better beware of false preachers. And some people don't know the difference. Somebody said, preacher, how do you know if preacher's preaching the word? Get a Bible and follow along with them and find out if they're preaching the word. He said, they're ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And people get so scared that you can't criticize anything because you have to show Christian love. The greatest Christian love you can show is tell somebody they're sinners on the way to hell without hope and without God. So you notice that it's talking about the false prophets. It's talking about those that are in sheep's clothing. They look like Christians, and they talk well, but they're not. They're ravening wolves. Now, let's go back now to what you said a while ago. The Bible says, many will say to me in that day, who was Jesus talking about? He was talking about these false prophets. He was talking about people that pretended to know him and did not know him. If you don't believe I'm telling you the truth, go out and just ask some people this week, say, are you going to heaven? Can you tell me why and how you know? If it makes you mad for somebody to ask you if you're a Christian, there's something wrong with that kind of Christianity. I don't want it, glory to God. I'm glad I can tell you. And you know what? People are having nervous breakdowns because they are worried about whether they're saved or not, even when they call on Jesus Christ. They're trusting in this, they're trusting in the wine, the wafer, the works, the good works, and all the stuff. And this week I had somebody yesterday, I said, are you going to heaven? I've been baptized. I've been a pretty good guy. I've been this, I've been that. But praise God, every one of you, and the rest of you, anybody else want to testify, you raise your hand and you're welcome to do so. I want this one point to stick, and I wish everybody would testify. Paul said in the book of Acts, he said, if they would testify, they know what manner of man I was, if they would testify. But I'm saying here, I wanted everybody that's going to heaven to know that they're not going because they prophesied and did many wonderful works and in the name of Jesus cast out devils. They are going because of somebody else going to the old rugged cross, dying, bleeding, and being resurrected, and glory to God, he's coming again someday. And the woman said, I'm an Episcopalian. I said, well, I'm a Methodist. I was a Methodist. But praise God, I'm glad God saved a Methodist. And I'm glad God saved a Baptist. He saves the Catholic, the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian, the Jehovah's Witness, and even some Jehovah's Witnesses get saved. And you find that to be true. I'm glad that we can look at the Word of God and say, hallelujah, what a God we serve. What a wonderful God we have. And so we look at this. So we find something about these verses of Scripture. The Bible says here, and let's read it again, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Now, let's get to the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? Well, we say, well, that means right there shows that you got to do something. Okay, well, I want to show you that you want people, I don't want people to believe something I say just because I say it. I want to tell the truth, but I want you to see something in the Word of God. In John chapter 6, verse 39. Now, notice that word, doeth the will of my Father. Doeth the will. Have you done the will of the Father? What does that mean? Does it mean go to church? Well, I believe it's God's will for people to go to church. But that's not what he's talking about. I believe it's God's will for people to tithe, but that's not what he's talking about. It's the God, will of God that people read the Bible, but that's not what he's talking about. Look at verse 39. For I came down, I'm verse 38 of John chapter 6, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will. You can't be any plainer than that. This is the Father's will, that you go out and give your body to be burned and tithe and go to church and be faithful all year. That's not what he's talking about. Now, it may, if you get right with God, it might do a lot of changing in your life. But here the Bible says, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise him it up in the last day. Now notice verse 40. Now, I will say this. If you're not sure you're saved and you didn't call on God, you didn't trust him, you didn't repent, get it right today. The Bible said in verse 40, and this is the will of him. Now in verse 39, he said, and this is the Father's will. In verse 40, it said, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and... did you need to see the next word? And believeth on him may have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And will raise him up at the last day. Amen. This does not bring confusion when you get the word of God distributed and get it worked out. Just believe what God says. Hallelujah. He said you trust in Christ, you're heaven bound, glory to God. And I'm glad I've got something to shout about because Jesus Christ is my Savior. I'm glad he's our Redeemer. And I'm glad we can praise his name. So this is what I'm starting to do a little differently. People get scared when they give an invitation that they might say something, ask something. And we're afraid to get people to raise their head. And I want people to be bold and say, praise God, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I know that I've trusted him, received him as my personal Savior, and I'm heaven bound because of God's amazing grace. What's the will? And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up. And the people begin to murmur. Glory to God. Don't murmur now. Praise God. Amen. Don't say, I don't understand it. Say, I praise in God that I do understand it. That I was a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner. No good person, nothing good that I've done, but hallelujah, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The woman said, I'm from Orlando, Florida, but I'm an Episcopalian. I said, well, you can go to heaven, have heaven as your destination if you come to Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful thing? I've enjoyed. And one other thing. What are we shouting about? If you are a Christian, you will always, now they didn't say this, but if you are a Christian, you will always have something to shout about. Because Jesus says, when they came in the book of Luke, and they came back and they said, Lord, we have the devil subject to us. We've cast out devils. We've done this. And we've done so many wonderful works. That won't even work for a saved person. It won't even cut it with God for a saved person to say, oh, look what power I have. I cast out the devil. I preached a wonderful sermon. Jesus said, don't rejoice in this. Rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you. But he said, rather rejoice because you're a great preacher, because you're a great Christian. No, he said, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And you know what? That's something that you didn't have anything to do with except what God, except that you accepted him. It's all about Jesus Christ wrapped up in him. Even after we get saved, we're not going to say, Lord, I tell you what, you saved me, and I thank you for that, but I want you to know I did a good job after you got me saved. No, glory to God, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God, and the grace of God which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. What kind of product do you see? I want you to notice, last of all, in verse 22, the product. What happens when people prophesy and they are not saved and trusting in their prophecy, they take them there? You know, that seems, if you really think about it, compare it with God's grace and God's mercy, it seems real stupid and ignorant for us to brag on what we did. What kind of standing would I have before God if I said, Lord, I have prophesied in your name. Aren't you impressed? I have preached in your name. Aren't you excited? But praise God, I'm glad deep down inside there's more than just a plaque and just a piece of paper and just what somebody wrote on it. And hallelujah, I'm glad God loved you. He died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and I'm glad he'll take you to heaven. And if a person is not saved, they need to get saved. If they are saved, they ought to be shouting and praising God. And you'll always have something to praise God for. And I said this morning, when I started the church, I said, God, we might be complaining sometimes, but there is something wonderful about the grace of God. We will always have something to shout about because of you. You might not like the way I look, the way I act, and all that stuff, but I'm glad that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sinners. He died for you, and it means that you must be born again, and except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And don't pretend, people pretending they're saved. People are acting like they're saved when they're not. Some are acting like they're lost when they're saved. Isn't that amazing? Start acting like a Christian if you are one, but don't let it be an act. Say praise God for his blessings, for his grace, and for his glory. Lord, I pray that we will have learned one truth, and that is that these verses can bring consolation and comfort and assurance. And I pray that you'd help us to make the most of it. And Lord, I pray that you will probe deeply in every heart and every life. May each person realize their dependence is upon the Lord Jesus Christ, not trusting in all the good things that we've done. The Bible said our righteousness is our filthy rags. But bless today, and thank you again for this opportunity.